This is Josh Denny, and you are listening to March of the Pigs.
Step right up.
You know, eventually we'll have a show. This is good. We're just watching a little Guy Fieri right now to pick up. So I took a break last week. I just got so busy that I was like, man, I can't make it over here to do it on Monday. Plus it was Richmond and I couldn't really get it. Like the person I had planned on having call in couldn't do it. So with somebody from the network I wanted to join, but you know, there's a little network politics of like, we can't play favorites and let people call into podcasts and then not on other shit. But it's like, no one else on the network is doing this.
Yeah.
So who gives a shit?
Yeah. That's
they're like, people
seems like overkill.
The PR guy was nice though. He was like, you're the face of the show. They only care about you. They don't care about the people behind. I disagree. I think it's interesting stuff. I don't know.
Yeah.
So we got Nashville on tonight, right, coming up next at 8 o'clock. And we're going to be joined by my friend Janelle Wheeler. You might remember Janelle. Now, were you a big, like, American Idol fan back in the day?
Yeah, kind of.
You watch it a bit? I can't remember what season she was on, 5 or something. But she was one of the Hollywood people. She made it to Hollywood, and then she was, like, one of the first eliminated. But she's a country musician in Nashville.
Oh, nice.
And she was hanging out with us most of the days we were filming, so I figured we would get her on the line and see what she thinks. Are we good to go over there? Are we broadcasting? Are we getting any feedback from people yet?
Oh, I have the
Adam's like, I'm ignoring all of it.
Well, I had the show pulled up so we could watch that.
Right.
Let me get to the... Because we can actually just put them both on.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, we can split screen. Holy shit, it's the future.
The future has arrived.
Look at that. You got a Skype going, too. Man, this is like a real show. You don't want to go to my personal page. There's nothing of interest to see there.
That's right where I'm going.
You just want to see this picture of me with this giant, stupid food face. Darkest hour coming up.
That's not it.
That's logged videos. You got to probably keep... There we are.
There
Holy
we are.
Shit. Fix that frame. My God.
Do you want me to tighten it?
Yeah, I look like Jabba the Hutt. That is not good on my end. Jesus Christ. I mean, it's the real thing. We don't necessarily have to hide it from the people, but hide it from me. Jesus, I'm going to slit my thick, fat wrists before... We get out. Yeah, Mulder, this is not a good angle for you. He agrees. You are too got. Somebody said Jabba. Yeah, cut that shit out. This is a. Here's you walking over slow. Yeah, so they can obviously hear us because they're responding to what we're saying. So that's cool. Yeah, no, cut. Go mid titty on me. This is horrific. I'll have you all know. I spent like 2.5 hours in the gym today. You just cut me out and start. Now we're good. That's a better shot. There we go. Now I can sleep tonight. Yeah. So if you guys are new here, I'm Josh Denny, the host of Ginormous Food on Food Network. I'm joined by my buddy Adam Todd Brown, comedian and host creator of Unpopular Opinion Podcast. And yeah. Welcome. Somebody goes, can you film this in the dark? Yeah, that's probably true. So before we get into ginormous food stuff, I wanted to ask something. So you guys, I was watching an episode with you and Chet and Jeff this week, and they were commenting on our Unpops episode, or Chet was saying that there were like comments of people hating me from the last Unpops episode.
This surprises you, Josh?
Yeah, no, well, it sort of does, because I listened to it and I was like, of all the episodes, this is the one I think I was the least controversial in.
Yeah, I thought that was a little weird.
But what were the because I don't see the paywall comments, but you apparently Chet said there were some comments through the paywall of people that were.
Should we read them?
Yeah, let's read it. Let's do quick comments before ginormous food, and then we'll get Janelle on the line.
Why
so
can I barely hear myself?
Maybe it's your headphone monitor. You got to turn, as Dave Chappelle say, you got to turn them shits up.
How about no? No, that's not it.
That's not you. That was me. You just turned up. I don't need to hear more of myself. I think it's that one, probably.
Yeah.
No. I don't know which one you're plugged into, guy. Maybe that third one. There's only three plugged into it, so
yeah,
that could be a problem.
It's fine.
Let's pull those up and see the hate. I think this will be fun.
Okay, that would have been
previous. What was the name of the episode? I don't even remember.
It was called This Episode is Broken.
Yes, it was. This Episode is Broken. That
because
is true.
I somehow managed to turn the recording off about 40 minutes in.
Where I probably made all the best points.
Yeah, exactly.
But I don't, that was the thing. I don't even think. The one thing that came through on Twitter that was kind of funny was somebody was like, I didn't go to college, but I do listen to Joe Rogan's podcast.
Yeah.
Sort of like making me sound like I was some sort of fake expert, but.
Okay, so
it was before Why Cal Exit Can Totally Happen. By the way, so this might be a little inside baseball if you guys aren't Unpops fans, but check out unpopularopinion.com or unpops.com. And there's tons of podcasts you can listen to every week, a ton of different episodes. Yeah, people hating that I'm libertarian, that's fine.
Yeah, let's get to the front of the comment. Yeah, I wasn't going to read them on the air. That would have been shitty. But I figure if you want to.
What a dumb piece of shit. I saw that one. That's good.
Jesus, look at all the comments.
Yeah, there's a lot of them. But yeah. Scrolling down. Okay, Josh, it doesn't mean the rest of America is that way. I like how they're directing these at me as if I read these. I don't work here, guys. I don't see them. Yeah, people working blue-collar jobs. Of course, I was turned off the minute the words, I like what Joe Rogan said. Well, so you just don't like Joe Rogan. That's not a knock on me.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of exactly what I thought it was.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all political stuff.
Yeah, I really do not like Josh Denny. He's the exact kind of smirking white coward who hides behind the I can understand the sentiment disguised by being part of the goddamn problem. Yeah, these are all just like sweeping generalizations from people who don't know me, so that's fine. Josh is like the poster child for Dunning-Kruger effect. I'd tear this kid's shit to shreds in a debate. Well, you don't you don't get the opportunity to because you don't have a show or a podcast that I would be on. So, yeah, it's the same kind of normal stuff. He's a white guy in America, was able to get a six-figure job without any education, while an ethnic female can't get a job with a master's degree. Yeah, that's the point I was making. It wasn't a point that wasn't. I guess you could argue that the other way. I guess you could argue that the example I gave of Netta having a master's and not being able to get a job is an example of sexism and racism.
Yeah.
You could probably point it that way. That wasn't the point I was trying to make. The point I was trying to make is I think we got to really take a long, hard look at how much money people are spending to go to college, and is that money well spent?
Yeah. Yeah, I agree with that.
Mark Cuban agrees with that, and I like the Shark Tank, so if you're not on board with me and Mark, y'all can go fuck y'all. So
who are you on board with?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Who are you on board with if you're not on board with Mark Cubans?
And Josh Denny.
And Josh Denny. So enough of that nonsense. But yes, the Unpopular Opinion Podcast. Hey, look, that's the name of the show for a reason.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know, I feel like you and Jeff agree on so many things that when I'm in the room with you guys, it's kind of my job to be the antithesis.
Oh, for sure.
To be the guy who says, well, wait a minute. Like, let's not all agree. Yeah. What if we look at it from a different angle? So,
yeah, and we have a few different podcasts that kind of work that way, where if we were all just agreeing in the same room, it wouldn't be that
it's not great. Interesting. Yeah, so, you know, when I see stuff like that, it makes me feel like, yeah, we did our job. So, or I did my job. But yeah, I mean, that's kind of the thing. We got some people tuned in, it looks like, still. That's cool. So the best way to kind of watch along with us is to tune your thing over to... Now, are we behind? Because I feel like it's after 8 o'clock.
No, it's 7:58.
Oh, wow. So we were just super early. Well, that's cool.
We're doing good.
So we're about to be in on Ginormous Food. So this is the penultimate episode. This is episode 5. We have one more before the sort of end of season 1A. And then the rest of season 1 will start airing in April.
Nice.
And our first few episodes, I do have that news, will be Atlanta, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and Jacksonville, Florida.
Wow, Jacksonville.
Yeah, buddy.
That'll be fun.
Yeah, I can't wait.
You're going to eat gator.
Well, we're going to eat gator in Atlanta because we're going back to the first place we shot at that didn't make the show yet. So we're actually going to let them be on the show now, which is great.
Oh, nice.
So I'm pretty excited about that. But
I tried to eat at a place that had gator in San Diego, which probably not the best place for gator.
Yeah.
It's not like it's indigenous to the area.
Right.
But I walked in and just the smell, I was like,
nope.
Nah.
Yeah.
I'm out of here.
Well, I'll tell you, Chef Henry Phillips was the chef at a place we're going to be at in the next block of episodes called Henry's Louisiana Grill.
Yeah.
And he taught me about cooking gator, and he goes, listen, you drop it for like 50 seconds. Anything more than that, you overcook it, and it's like tire rubber.
Oh, wow.
So that's probably what you smelled, was that they're overcooking the gator.
Oh, yeah.
And then it gets that really leathery. It smells like a cobbler shop, like where shoes
sounded,
are made.
It smelled fucking terrible.
Yeah, it did not smell like a place you wanted to eat. So, but I like this Nashville episode that's coming up next. And I don't know if anybody out there saw... I don't know if anybody out there saw me on Hallmark Home and Family this morning.
Oh.
By the way, you want to talk about earning an Emmy. Me being on a Home and Family show, and I'm talking about... This is a show where we talked about women's date night fashion.
Oh, wow.
We made a do-it-yourself television frame. We made a do-it-yourself wrapping paper station for the back of your crafts room door.
How fancy.
And then, you know, we made matzah chocolate desserts. And then I made the host, Kim Douglas, eat the giant whale bagel from the Philadelphia episode.
Oh, nice.
And she dropped it all over the table, as to be expected. They can't be served giant foods or drive cars.
Right.
So,
right.
Yeah, this ginormous food. You're here. Welcome, everybody.
I have never been to Nashville. I really want to go.
That's surprising to me because you are such a big like music guy and touring. And yeah, that's one place I might end up. Maybe we can work something out where you and I go there together.
Yeah.
And
that would be great.
A dual show. It's a great city. It's a great city.
Yeah, Cracked did a stand-up comedy show
in Nashville.
In Nashville when I still worked there, and they didn't ask me to do it.
Well, fuck
them. Fine.
Yeah,
it's fine. I was the
writing on the wall for the future. I guess.
So I was the only comic there. Whatever.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah, I'm an actual comedian, and I work here. What's the criteria for getting on this show? That is one of those moments. You're like, who books this? I should be the one who's booking this. This is ridiculous. So this restaurant opens at a place called the Bellevue Diner. It's a Greek diner in Nashville. Delicious, delicious food. And our guest, let's get her on the line. Let's call Janelle.
Yeah,
let's call her.
She's probably
texting me and freaking out, going like, "What the hell? You're supposed to call me right at 8." But you know, we're on our own.
That's loud.
Might want to bring that down a notch or 10.
Howdy.
Hey, Janelle. Can you hear us? Can you hear us? Okay.
Yeah, totally.
So we're tuned into Ginormous. Welcome, by the way. You're on with me and my buddy Adam Todd Brown, comedian and podcaster extraordinaire.
Hey, Janelle.
Hi.
So we're going through the, right now. We're watching along with, you know, a few people, and we're talking about the Bellevue Diner. Now, the funny thing is people at home won't realize this, but you were actually at Bellevue the entire day we filmed there too. Well, for the most part, I don't think you were there early in the morning because you're lazy.
Because I like to sleep in. Yeah, no, I'm actually watching it too, and it is making my mouth water because this is one of my spots that I hang out at all the time. It's our secret, like, local hang that you go to in your pajamas.
Yeah, I remember you telling me when we were filming at this place that you were like, I don't think I've ever been dressed up to go to this place, and you guys are going to be there filming, and there's going to be people there looking like shit because that's what you do at this place.
What is this that they're making right now?
This is spanakopita. So this is like a spinach feta cheese pastry. It's a common Greek dish.
Yeah, it looks like baklava.
Oh,
it's baklava is like a dessert.
But this is like the appetizer baklava.
Yeah,
this
I'm into it.
You just said it like we're watching Girls Gone Wild.
Oh, yeah.
Adam's like, yeah, I'm half chub looking at this spanakopita.
Sex with some of that later.
Janelle, did you have some of the spanakopita? I thought you did, but I'm not sure.
Yeah. That's actually one of my favorites. I've traveled a little bit, and I have been to Greece. And
quit bragging.
It's the closest I've gotten in the States to, like, real traditional homemade Greek yumminess food. It's so good.
Yeah, it really was. And I think the real key is how much butter he used. Like, he puts butter. If you saw that a second ago, he's just like drenching the thing with butter as he makes it. And that's what gives it that delicious flaky top. But yeah, like, but butter is just like one of the most underrated sort of things you can cook with.
Butter. It really is. Butter is amazing.
Well, I've been cooking, like, I've been eating keto at home a lot, or trying to, and I've been eating a lot of, like, omelets and bacon in the morning, and I've been cooking my bacon in just olive oil, and the fucking oil is it's everywhere. It's flying out of the pan. It's hitting me in the chest, neck, face, and breast area, burning me. I put a little butter in there today. All simmers down. It's it just simmers the whole pan down. And, you know, yeah,
so
it was
you,
like
you use like an oil to cook your butter. Yeah. I mean, to cook your butter.
Yes. Yes, I do.
Because I just eat butter straight off. No, but bacon, you use like
I use olive oil. Yeah, I use olive oil
because I just put it in the pan and let it.
Is that what you do?
Cooking its own fat.
And then you cook your eggs in the fat from the bacon.
There it is.
See, you guys find Janelle on like Twitter or Instagram or whatever. You'd be like, oh, this is a good looking chick. She don't eat. Bullshit. You're like the one I have at home. You can put it away, and I don't know where put it, but you put it away.
No, I eat it. I eat a lot. Like, I get hangry, and I love trying new places. But really, this place in Bellevue Diner, is one of the only spots that I am loyal to. I've tried a couple other Greek places, and I will not go anywhere else anymore. This is my favorite.
Yeah, he goes, yeah, we got to wrap it in foil so you can eat it on the go. And I go, yeah, so I can just grab this 15-pound gyro and take it with me. I got into a whole thing with the director and with Chef Adele about, what do I say? Do I say gyro? Do I just say? Because I'm of the belief that if you're just a dumb white guy, say it the dumb white guy way. Don't be the guy who's like, espanakopita. I hate when people say agabagoo. Like, you're not Tony Soprano.
Mozzarella.
I hate people like that.
Yeah. I know Italian people who that's the only word they ever say with any kind of accent or flair.
Mozzarella.
They talk like they're from California up until mozzarella.
Yeah, I hate
like,
I hate
take
that.
Take it easy.
So I wanted to go full white guy and just be like gyro, and then they were just like, you don't want to be too dumb. I was like, I don't know.
I dated a guy named Gyro once.
Did you?
I totally did.
Like, that was his birth. That was his birth name or was his nickname?
No, he was a break dancer. Oh, and
of course,
this needs to be its own podcast.
No, but really, the first time I ever met him, he's like, yeah, my name's Gyro. And I was like, oh, cool. Because of like a gyro copter or
like a gyrosphere or something.
Yeah. And he's like, yeah, I spin around. I was like, okay. So then from there forward, I always thought of him as like a sandwich.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was really hoping that story was going to end with him saying no, like the sandwich.
His skin was thick like pita. That's why he went by Gyro. The fact that your response to my name is Gyro was, oh, cool. I don't know if we can be friends anymore.
No, I was like, oh, cool. I'm never going to introduce you to my parents.
Yeah, exactly. Like this. Well, this relationship is going to be purely physical.
Like she said, oh, cool. But she meant, oh, wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, special.
Neat.
It's like when you say somebody's special or gifted and you really mean stupid and slow.
Hey, I have a question, Josh. When you went in there, did you have anyone at the Bellevue Diner kind of not want to be on camera because they were dressed like crap?
No. No, it's
okay.
No, the thing that's hilarious about this show, and I don't know if you've seen any of like the Facebook threads, but these people are like, I won't watch. It's gluttonous, it's wasteful, it's a sin, it's against what Christ believes. I won't support it. That when we come to your fucking town, you're gonna be there with bells on.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Because you want to be on TV like everybody else. So let's not play around.
And you want a piece of that big ass sandwich.
Yeah, you do.
Did you tell them that like nothing goes to waste? You share it with the crew and everyone in the restaurant.
You can't win with these people. But you know, you were there. I mean, we send people home with food. Like we sent you home with stuff.
Yes, absolutely.
Sometimes we send you home with food that's not even on the show. Like they just like and take a like Chef Adele was like and take a baklava and take a spanakopita and he was just pushing food on everybody.
Yeah, it was awesome, so good. Oh my gosh!
When we went to Jimmy's in Baltimore, that I was like, we want a little. Like we're not going to eat dinner tonight because you guys fed us so well, but maybe we'll buy a couple desserts out of your to go thing. And then I just come back, I turn the corner, the brother John from Jimmy's just comes around the corner and he's got a fucking brown grocery bag filled with assorted cheesecakes. He's just like, these are for you guys. Take them. I go, what do we owe you? He's like, nothing on the house. I'm just like, Jesus. So you wonder why I came home 276 pounds. It's because these guys are like, here's a pallet of cheesecake for the night as a nightcap.
Oh, God. I knew I should have gone to Boston. I'm just kidding. I should just follow you around. Can I just follow you around to every city?
Yeah. Yeah, we'll have food groupies. It's fine.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, do you have sex with these girls? Nah, I feed them. That's the ultimate pimp move. Nah, I keep them fed, son. They travel, we keep them fed.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm watching. Man. By the way, I didn't get to watch the show on Friday because I had a singing show that night. So this is my first time watching, and it's also my first time seeing the 50 Shades Darker trailer.
Nice. Well, there now your night's settled. I don't know about you, but the Jolly Green Giant commercials actually do it for me more than the 50 Shades Darker.
Super Bowl. Did you see the commercial with Mr. Clean?
Yeah, everybody said Mr. Clean will fuck your girlfriend if you don't watch him. Or your wife or whatever. So this was we're on the one day where Janelle wasn't with us. We were at the Piranha's Bar and Grill. And this place was tricky to shoot at because it was right before a Nashville Predators game. So there weren't a lot of people in there because they were at the game.
Oh, yeah. The city shuts down for those games.
Yeah.
Everybody, especially downtown. I mean, but I bet you if you would have stayed until the game got out, it would have been crawling.
Would have been a whole different show. Crawling is the right word. Would have been a whole different show. These guys that we did have on the show, I'm shocked they were able to stay sober enough to get through this segment because they were shit-faced. If you see, it's like a table of three young dudes. Yeah, see, I'm talking about Gabagool, and I'm like, you know, let's be dicks and say it like assholes. A lot of people freaking out. They're like, you're a Philly guy. How dare you let a guy with a Dallas Cowboy hat make you a cheesesteak in Nashville? That's a Vanderbilt hat, by the way. You just can't tell because there's a sticker over it. So it looks like a cow. Well, first of all, if you can't see the V underneath the tape and over the star, then you're a moron because it's pretty big.
Yeah, that's clearly a Vanderbilt hat.
Yeah. So, and this is a Pittsburgh take on a Philly cheesesteak. Very similar to what you would see at like Primanti Brothers in Pittsburgh. And
so they're going to throw a bunch of French fries on it?
Yeah, buddy. And it was, it's pretty good. Like, this is the thing. Like, I love when people in Philly are like, yo, dude, if it ain't fried onions and green peppers, get it the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Like, it's like,
whatever.
Yeah, but everywhere outside of Philadelphia, it's their interpretation. You have to take it as an interpretation. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you think guys from Italy came over to New York and were, like, throwing pizzas on the ground? It's like, what the fuck is this? And, like, you got to understand that, like, every place isn't going to, it's all interpretive food.
This has definitely made me want to try their Philly. I don't have a Philly spot, a cheesesteak spot in Nashville that I go to. So I'm definitely going to have to check this out.
Well, and the cheesesteak was cool, but I'll tell you, this is a classic Pittsburgh sandwich that we're eating now, the cap and egg. It's capicola ham. It's a fried egg. You got cheese and then slaw and then fries. And you would be like, that's too many shits on a sandwich. But that was one of the best damn things I've eaten all season.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That cap and egg sandwich is amazing. That, like, if I went back to Piranha's, I'd eat the cap and egg. The donut burger is nice, too. And this guy doesn't fuck around. He's doing it with two donuts.
I've never been a fan of the donut burger. I've only ever had one.
It's just messy is the problem.
Yeah, it's really messy. I don't think I like sweet and
salty.
Same.
Yeah.
Sweet and savory. I don't like to mix.
Yeah,
the only thing
savory.
That is chocolate covered pretzels. That's about it.
Yeah.
Those are good.
Yeah, I do like a good chocolate covered pretzel. There's a candy store in Thousand Oaks at the Oaks Mall in California. You got to go. You and Angie got to go. It's like they do every candy, and then they also import every candy from, like, China.
Oh, wow.
And Japan and India, like, all these other, the good ones, not the ones that are like, these are the mosquito covered in chocolate. Not that, but it's, but they have,
that was
like
a good Chinese accent.
Yeah, right? No, I was Indian. It's a mosquito covered in, I don't know what I'm talking about. What's that, Janelle?
You went in for the big bite. Yeah. You do not hold back on those bites, man.
You have to. I mean, it's, people go, well, oh, he's biting into this thing, and then he shares it. People are getting his mouth part. Like, yeah, no, I just spit AIDS all over the fucking food. Obviously, we cut out the part that I eat, and I usually finish it. Yeah. So, but the big bite is fun. It's supposed to be fun. Yeah, Taylor, who's Taylor's on the thing right now. He says my food didn't make it home. Yeah, that's because he ate it in the fucking restaurant. Taylor was our PA in Philly. He's in the... What up, Taylor? He's in our chat right now.
Oh, I didn't get to meet him.
Yeah, okay, he's a good dude.
You called me out on not taking a big bite.
I did.
On television.
By the way, I'm surprised that actually made it into the episode. Like, like the part where you go... You try. See, this is what you did. You did do a chick move. You tried to eat stuff separately.
Yeah.
And I was like, nah, you got to take the whole thing. You can't just nibble.
I'm being real. Like, I pick my stuff apart. I love the individual tastes.
Oh, God. Look at this guy. This guy's reaction is amazing. He's like, yeah.
Sandra Tovallen Schmidt says, I'm very pregnant right now, and now my husband has to go out and get me a Philly steak sandwich.
He blames you, Adam. I like how Adam's to blame for this.
Yeah, it's my fault. Yeah.
It's my show, Adam. Fuck you, Adam.
We are changing the world.
Yeah, man. This is fun. This is, you know, it's good. It's good stuff.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
By the way, I don't know if I should be busting these women out, but they're both vegan and they ate it because it was television. That's how I know you're all full of shit.
Oh, wow.
Because we put a camera in front of your face and you're like, there is no God. Whatever you need me to say. Whatever you need me to say to be on TV.
Just hand them a goat and a knife the next time. Put a camera in their face.
These are the guys that were hammered.
Oh, no
way. You look at their faces.
They don't look hammered at all.
Yeah, right? Just destroyed. I am high-fiving these guys because I couldn't believe they stayed upright for the segment. Like, they were. There's Janelle right there. A little quick peek. Well, that can't be. Getting called in the middle of this can't be good for our feed.
You go. People are excited.
I should have put that on airplane mode, huh? I'm an idiot. Also, if you're watching this and you just tried calling me on my cell phone, you're a douchebag. Just top and touch it, yeah. Are we still broadcasting?
Yeah.
Well, that's good software. Yeah, they say they can't hear her very well. Yeah, I think we just got to turn it up a little bit.
I can lean in.
Yeah, it's
in.
No, that's louder. That's probably better.
Perfect. Good. Okay, this is the most important part anyways. This is when we go to Pepperfire.
Yeah, now are you on? So I feel like we're on different feeds because I'm on commercial right now.
No, I'm on commercial too. I just
showed Pepper. Yeah. Now, so this question, and some people think I'm just politicking online when I go, oh, they're all my favorite, like they're my children. But Pep, like I kept a list the whole season of these are my favorite of the ginormous foods. And the Battle Royale at Pepper Fire Hot Chicken in Nashville was the top for the whole season.
Nice.
It's like the perfect. What did you say, Janelle? Are you questioning me?
Wow.
Yeah, it really was.
Wow. That's great.
Now, you weren't a fan. That's fine. I'll out you because you probably were going to be super. This is what I don't like about Janelle. She's positive all the time. Like, even if she has negative things to say, she'll suck them inside and not say. She'll be like, I love everybody.
Bottle it up.
I've been working on it. You gave me the pep talk. I've been trying really hard. I'm starting a Twitch feed in which I will be cursing and like playing video games terribly. So you will see the negative side a little bit.
That's good. Because the fight cast between me and Chris Black, I always question whether or not that's his last name or if I'm just just placating. But was about Beyonce and Rihanna. And that whole thing started with Janelle and I on March of the Pigs last year while we were filming this. And she's like, I don't want to say anything bad about anybody. And I was like, I need to have this debate with a DJ.
Oh, my God. They're both amazing to me still, though. I will give them that.
Okay. Well, Rihanna makes way more money and has more hits.
Rihanna does not make more
money.
She made
more money last year.
Whatever.
Last year, she made more money.
I enjoy Rihanna's music more, but I appreciate the talent that Beyonce has.
Okay. That sounds like that sounds like comparing somebody in the Special Olympics to somebody in the real Olympics. I appreciate the effort that Beyonce puts forth. I'll tell you what, if y'all thought I was wrong, just go look at those pregnancy pictures and tell me I'm not wrong. She's weird. She's weird. I don't like it.
Uh-oh.
Those looked like awkward family photos, didn't they? The Beyonce pregnancy pictures?
Okay. Yeah, okay.
A little bit.
Yeah, you're both agreeing at the same time. Yeah, they were a little creepy.
I wasn't a fan. I thought that there have been other pregnancy photos that are better, but I mean, she looks like a goddess because she's retouched and you know, like
oh no, that her natural skin. That's what everybody says on the no, that her natural. Okay. The funny thing is, I saw a meme today that was like Beyonce getting pregnant by her man while she's telling you to break up with yours. I was just like, oh, that is true. Oh, we're back. All right, we're back. So, but enough about Beyonce. She don't know nothing about hot chicken. I promise you.
Yes, she does.
Okay, well, I'm going to go ahead and disagree. Then she can battle me on my show. You got the invite here, Beyonce, and I know you're listening.
Could you record that here, please?
Yeah, could we record that? Me and Beyonce debating hot chickens? Fine. Done. If you win, Beyonce, I'll put your kids through college.
Yeah. Pretty cool wall.
How horrible would it be if I ended up being the dumb white guy who's putting rich Beyonce and Jay-Z's kids through college because I just run my mouth. this hot chicken. So like I don't have a ton to compare it to. I didn't have Hattie B's when I was in town. Everybody says it's between Pepper Fire and Hattie B's. But I love this place. I thought the chicken was not just hot chicken, but super flavorful. It was amazing. Like, this is the thing that after we were done filming, I was craving it for weeks and weeks and weeks.
Wow.
And it's
I could have done without the apples and the grilled cheese. Like, all I need is that chicken. Like,
there's Haley.
Yeah.
Your friend. She messaged me on Instagram that she just got blown up. She's like, I didn't know how many people watch Food Network.
Her mom posted on Facebook, I'm so proud of my daughter being on the show, but I'm also embarrassed because she ate like a pig.
Yeah, and then there's a scene that we bust her. She's like talking with her mouth full, and I can't under. They left that in, too. So it's very unflattering for Haley, but it's also 100% perfect depiction of her personality. So
she's awesome.
Listen, if that ain't bringing the right guys to her, that should be her demo tape on Tinder. That's what you put. You lead with that because that's going to weed out all the pussy guys that are going to sit there and not eat with you and not have a good time.
Very true.
She should just make that her audition and be like, listen, if you can't get down with a chick who smashes fried like hot chicken like this, then don't even message me.
I think that's what he says on every first date.
She's just saying it. Oh, that's good. My God, isn't this making you hungry as shit right now?
Yeah.
I'm so, oh my gosh.
I went to Howlin' Ray's Hot Chicken in L.A., and it was the first time I'd had actual hot chicken.
Yeah.
And
you can really mess up ordering it if you don't know the difference between
I ordered the hottest because I'm a total badass.
Yeah.
And I got about two bites into that and was like, no. Can we stop and get food on the way home? Because the line is an hour long and I can't eat any of this.
Yeah. Yeah. You'd have to take it back and get something different. Yeah. They have like warning signs at the top. But I will say this apple pie topping, while you think like that's ridiculous, it actually cools the heat of the chicken off, so it makes it easier to eat.
But Janelle, you said you didn't like the apple pie topping?
It's not apple pie. It's just like
cinnamon. It's just the filling, cinnamon apples.
And again, I like it, but not all together. I like eating things separate. That's my thing. That's what I do. Like, I'll eat all the chicken first, and then I'll eat all the mac and cheese, and then I'll eat all the grilled cheese, and, you know.
Janelle likes the good old days when all the food knew its place and stayed on its side of the plate. When the people started integrating the foods, that's when Janelle had a real problem. You heard it here
first.
But
it's that sweet and savory thing that we were talking about, you know?
Yeah.
I love that, though. That's how you get the balanced bite.
Yeah. Oh. I'm on Janelle's side.
Also, deep-fried grilled cheese. Are you fucking me right now? Look at that. That is amazing.
Did you say am I fucking you right now?
Yeah. Yeah.
I absolutely am not.
What's that sensation I feel? It's got to be somebody fucking me right now. No, I've been saying that because I rewatched the original Bad Santa, and every time the little fat kid's like, "You want some sandwiches?" or he's like, when they're playing checkers and the kid just beats his ass, he's like, "Are you fucking with me? You fucking me right now?" I just say it all the time.
Such a good movie.
Such a good. What is it with you and these fucking sandwiches? All right, I'll take them. Yeah,
Josh, you need to come back to town and just do a ginormous drinks episode, and we go to like the breweries and like.
Yeah, that would work. Minus the fact that I don't drink alcohols.
I know, but that's okay because you can share with everyone.
Okay, so I'll just sip like a lady, and then just be like.
You know what? I will guest host for you.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you're trying to turn my show into your own show to pitch. Why don't you just pitch your own show?
Well, I don't have to separate anything when it's drinking.
Yeah, I know. I know that much. Sandra Tavallin Schmidt on Janelle's side with the separate foods.
There it is.
Now, here's the question. Would you eat apple pie filling with hot chicken, even if it's not on it?
Oh, yeah, separate. Yeah. because that's... Like cinnamon apples are kind of a regular side at
Southern
barbecue type places.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You go to Cracker Barrel, that is on the menu.
Cinnamon apples?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. The thing, I don't like Cracker Barrel. They have terrible portions.
I actually don't like Cracker Barrel either.
Yeah. It's a terrible chain of food place.
Overrated.
Yeah.
Well, when you're on the road going to play a bunch of shows, Cracker Barrel's like a treat.
Why would you ever pick a Cracker Barrel over a Waffle House? Ever.
Ooh. I didn't grow up going to like in college it was IHOP, like late night.
What kind of self-respecting Southerner are you? Florida. It's the problem.
Yeah, no, I did the IHOP thing. I think it was a Gainesville thing. We didn't really go to a Waffle House.
Well, you missed out. Waffle House will give you chicken and waffles as a sandwich.
I've actually never been to Waffle House.
Oh, my God. Now we have to do a Nashville show just to go to Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
Or anywhere else in all those, like, 30 states that have Waffle Houses.
Yeah, I did some shows in October and November in the South, and I had a chance. I didn't leap at it. I didn't seize the day. I didn't go to Waffle House.
Okay, you really didn't miss that much.
Well, I think it's fantastic. It's great it's the best 2:30 in the morning food if you're not near a White Castle.
Yeah.
But that's a debate for another show.
Say. Yeah.
White Castle's the jam.
When we were actually the day we left you guys, Janelle in Nashville, Spencer and I drove, where do we go next? Louisville? There was a White Castle on the way in, and I was like, we had just eaten Chipotle, and then I saw a White Castle, and I was like, pull over. I literally had just eaten. What's that?
Did you get the spicy cheese?
Yeah, that's what you have to get, the jalapeno cheese. Jalapeno cheese sliders. I had four of them on top of a Chipotle burrito. Onion chips and chicken rings, because those are the things you get every time you go to White Castle.
Yep.
He was like, what are onion chips? I slapped his face.
Yeah, what do they sound like?
Yeah.
I want to ask stupid questions.
That you chip an onion, you deep fry it, you serve it to me.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the best thick battered bread crust? Like, I don't know how they get it, but it's like a perfect breading. It's like, it's almost like a leather helmet for the onion covered in bread. But it's like the bat. There's like no break in the batter. They don't break or fall apart ever, ever.
Damn.
You got to chew them to get them apart. Look at these deep fried cheeses. Pepper cheeses.
Yes.
So the pepper cheeses were originally something that they only did for kids. And then they were just like, I guess we do it for everybody because they're the shit. But Isaac actually hates making pepper cheeses because it's so much work. Like, you got to make it, like, when you do this, you got to like do them. I say in the episode, it's like we're making school lunches, but like it's so out of the process of their normal chicken and serve.
Yeah.
And it occupies their fry. Like, it takes up two whole fryers to make like four deep fried grilled cheese sandwiches. So it just slows the whole process in the kitchen down. But I was just like, well, wait till this episode airs, because you're going to be a fucking deep fried grilled cheese place.
Yeah.
God, I'm totally going to Pepper Fire tomorrow. I swear. This is like killing me.
I want to open one of these in L.A. because there is the only Howlin' Rays is the only hot chicken place, I think, in L.A.
There's a truck, too.
But his recipe, man, it was so good because it's not just hot, it's flavor. It's got just perfect flavor.
Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was my first time going to Pepper Fire. I usually am a Hattie B's partaker. Is that the right word?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it was. Patron. I really enjoyed Pepper Fire for sure.
Yeah, it's good. And I mean, we were eating it. The tough thing about this, we went in at like 8 a.m. and we just start eating hot chicken at like 8:00.
Oh, yeah.
I had like a whole hot chicken and waffles for breakfast. And then I had this thing. Although this guy ended up being in like 10 people. Yeah, like all these people got pieces of this.
Oh, yeah.
And they had fun. So we made this with a nice little Oprah reference here. I don't know how many people got that.
My mom said she loves watching you because you seem smart.
Well, I don't know what the hell show she's watching.
He's sharp. He's sharp. He just gets it.
I go, look, don't be dainty about it. And then you just said, it's like an explosion in your mouth. I can't believe they left that line in.
I had to.
It's like an explosion in your mouth. And then this was my favorite moment of the whole episode at the end, the little crash out bumper. Of me taking sexy photos in the photo booth with my Titan cheesesteak. And that's it. That's the end of Bike Companion. Or not the end of Bike Companion. It's the end of Giant Arms Food. We just finished the episode. That's the end of my life. Now. And then they're replaying Philly here right now. So we don't need to do that again. But they're starting to marathon us, so which is cool. So.
Yeah, that is cool.
Janelle, did people message you after the episode that had seen you?
Oh, yeah. I've got my Twitter blew up because that's kind of how I like to communicate with everyone. And I was getting screenshots of me taking bites and posted all over the internet. It was fun.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait till the Photoshop creeps get a hold of all those bite pictures. And they're just like, we're going to repurpose these for ourselves.
They don't even need to Photoshop. They can literally do a meme of me biting the freaking sandwich and then underneath my quote.
Yeah.
Like an explosion in your mouth.
Yeah, exactly. You pretty much handed it to him on a silver platter.
Had to, though. I'm the queen of screwing up and saying sexual, silly things.
Even though in real life you're a total prude.
What?
Yeah.
Who said that?
You're so nice. She's too nice. Like, she's... You're too angelic and too nice. Maybe prude's the wrong word, but
My girls know. I know all my nice girls out there know we're nice.
I'm trying to. I'm trying to pay you a compliment. You're like, no, I fuck.
No. What is it, lady on the street, freaking sheet?
Oh, Jesus!
Isn't that a quote from? What is that?
It's a quote from this podcast and you right now.
From Ludacris. It's so funny.
All right. Well, what's going on with Lockhart, your band? What's the latest? What can you tell us?
Well,
does anybody know about you guys yet? No, I'm totally kidding.
Well, hopefully now they will. We're actually going to the Bahamas next week for a Songwriters Festival.
Oh, that's
fun. We have to take a small plane, and I'm terrified because I hate small planes.
Yeah, I just rewatched Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom, and I was just like, never, I will never get in a small plane.
No,
absolutely. He just falls asleep on some chicken crates, and then the pilots are gone.
Oh.
Yeah, that's what I imagine every small plane trip is like.
I at some forgot. Point,
you just have to fly yourself.
Yeah, and well, he doesn't. He jumps out on a fucking life raft, and somehow they don't go splash on the side of the mountain.
Yeah.
Him and two other people just fall into it perfectly and sled down to wherever the hell they ended up. In India, but
who knows?
Also, no wonder I don't like Indian food, because up until I was 13 years old, I thought it was monkey brain and snake babies. Do you remember that scene in that movie? It was gross.
Yeah, and Indian food is so good.
Yeah, I was just like, I don't want any snake babies or monkey brains.
Good. Love it. Well, yeah, awesome. Good stuff. Now I'm terrified. I'm extra terrified. I'm so scared. It's like a 6-seater plane.
Yeah, no.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah. Freaking out.
Everybody else
seems to think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess if you're just going like island to island, it's probably there's no other thing to do, right?
Florida to the Bahamas. So it's kind of like country to country, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah. I don't know if I would do it. I'd just be like, nah, I don't need to go to the Bahamas.
Yeah. That's crazy.
Well, is it like a paid gig? Is that what it is? Or are you guys go? Is it like an opportunity thing?
It's a really good time. It's put on by the people that make Firefly Vodka. Now I'm doing another drinking reference. But it's so much fun, and everybody's so sweet, and it really helps the economy of Hopetown. And they were hit pretty hard during Hurricane Matthew. So anything that can really over there is great. And we just play music, and everybody can come and listen. It really helps, you know, this tiny little island get some momentum in the winter, because it's tough. Like, the tourism isn't that big in the winter months, so
well, yeah, that's good.
Really, yeah, and a lot of big Nashville songwriters are going to be there, so that's always, you know, a great opportunity for us to write music and
network and stuff.
Drink Firefly Vodka, sweet tea vodka.
It's sweet tea vodka.
Have you?
Jeez. No, I have not. I don't. I'm not like a Fight Club drinker where, like, I do the podcast and I go, I don't drink. And then I leave here and I binge all night and my other personality.
I know, but, like, God, this has been out for like 10 years. It's huge. Like, sweet tea vodka. Maybe it's just a Southern thing.
Adam doesn't know about it. He's looking at me surprised. Maybe you do know about it.
It's like sweet tea. You just literally, it's, you pour the sweet tea vodka on ice with a little bit of water, and it tastes like you're drinking sweet tea. It's amazing. Wow.
This might sound a little absurd coming from me, but does sweet tea vodka need to be a thing?
It is.
Okay, well, fair enough. Just like when people go, does ginormous food need to be a thing? I guess that's true. It doesn't have to, but it is.
It is. Yep.
Yeah.
Deal with it now.
So hard for me not to go through Facebook's Food Network's Facebook page. Everybody going, cancel this show. I just want to post the notification of the renewal.
Oh, yeah.
We heard you. 13 more episodes, right?
I don't understand hateful people. I just don't get it.
Well, then you must not ever go on the internet, ever.
No, I try not to. When I was on American Idol, the producer specifically told us, do not go online for the entire time you're on the show. Just don't even look at anything online. And I was one of the only contestants that just refused. I did not
just listen to him.
No, I just, listened. I did not respond. I did not look for my name. I didn't Google myself. That's what they said. They said, whatever you do, do not Google yourself. And I didn't. And I never will, because I don't want to know what people are saying. I don't want to know the ugly stuff. I have nothing but positivity for everybody else. So I don't know why they'd be hating on me.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably a good mentality to have.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, you don't want to know the stuff people are saying.
It's, it will eat
I do.
Life.
I do. Yeah. I do. I keep a fucking list. No, my house looks like Memento. It's just I have post-its everywhere with names and addresses of people that have wronged me digitally. I'll get these ones from Adam tonight. No, I'm kidding.
I didn't even know until recently that they're called trolls, like online.
You
I
didn't
had no
know
idea
that?
That they even have their own name. No, you guys didn't know Sweet Tea Vodka. I didn't know hateful trolls online.
See, that's fair. We're building bridges. Why
we really are?
Why can't the alt-right and the Black Lives Matter do the same thing?
Exactly.
Maybe they need some sweet tea vodka.
That could be.
That's the
bridge.
All love it. They would. Everyone would love it, except for Josh, because he doesn't drink.
Yeah, I would just be like, "What are we cooking with this sweet tea vodka? Is he gonna make a chicken marinade out of this?"
Oh my gosh, good times.
Well Janelle, thanks. So I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I'm just so excited for you. I'm so excited. The show is awesome. You look great. You sound great. You're funny. And I'm super positive, but I think you're killing it. And I'm so proud of you. And
well, thanks. Thanks. Okay. I appreciate that. And thanks for calling in and joining us today.
Of course. I'm so excited. Anytime. I'm here.
Okay. Well, if you ever make it to another taping or whatever, then we'll have a reason to call you. Otherwise, I can't foresee any reason to continue this relationship. No, I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. But we'll let you go. And if you guys want to follow Janelle, you're Janelle Wheeler on Twitter, right? Janelle Wheeler on Instagram.
Yeah, J-A-N-E-L-L.
And then they can follow your band at We Are Lockhart, right?
Yep. There you go. Man, cool. Look at it.
Check it out on iTunes. Yeah, well, you know, I'm fucking professional. I look at this shit. But all right, cool. Thanks, Janelle. We'll let you run for the night, and we're going to wrap up here shortly. So I'll talk to you soon.
All right, cool. Have a good night, y'all.
All right, bye.
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 She said y'all. Isn't that your... Don't you love when people say that? Not,
I do.
Not facetiously.
I do. I love it.
It's so strange out here, because anytime we're like, hey, y'all, like we're clearly about to shit on a group of people.
Oh, yeah, for
yeah,
sure.
But it's never genuine. It's nice. I miss those days. I miss those days of just genuinely nice people.
Yeah, it's really rare. It happens sometimes.
Yeah. Do you find that when you're out on the road that you feel like people are nicer?
Yeah, to some extent. But I feel like when I'm on the road, the people I come in contact with are people who already
mean to
kind of like me.
Right. That's the thing that I think is interesting, because it's like I think when a lot of people say they hate Los Angeles, I think you have to realize like, it's sort of like the difference between being in a cubicle in an office where everybody does what you do versus going to a place where everybody's a fan of what you specifically do.
Yeah.
So like, obviously people are going to be nicer if you're out somewhere and everybody's coming because they're fans of yours.
Right.
Versus you're just around other comedians and other people that do what you do.
Yeah. So for sure.
How are we? Where are we on time? What time is it?
What time's Charles coming?
Nine is when we're supposed to start, but.
Oh, we're at 8:40.
Okay, so we're good. Wait, what are we? We're probably about an hour into the recording.
Yeah, because we started before.
That's good. Any announcements we got to make? Darkest Hour, February 10th. That's this Friday.
Yep.
So if you're in the Los Angeles area, come check us out. Santa Monica, West Side Comedy Theater, 11:30 p.m.
Yep.
Tickets are $5. It's the cheapest
$5.
Night out. $5 tickets, no drink minimums.
No drink minimums.
So it's not like you're like, oh, you $5 tickets.
But we do have drinks.
We do have drinks.
Yeah.
They have beers and wines and chips.
Who's our headliner? Mo Mandel?
Mo Mandel. Well, let's hope.
Yeah, but let's hope.
Mo Mandel.
We have Chet Wilde on that one.
And Chet Wilde will be on that show, too. And then next month, I just got that locked up, our headliner will be James Fritz.
Nice.
And then Erica Rhodes in April.
Cool.
They'll be headlining as well. And you and I got to figure out somebody for May. So
yeah,
I will not be in town for the March show. I'll be getting fat.
Oh, yeah.
For a living. But yeah, that'll be, that's a monthly show. And then we're still trying to figure out what's going on with the Comedy Store dates.
Oh, yeah.
But one of the things you can do if you're listening to this, and I tell people this all the time, go to my website, joshdennycomedy.com. There's a Facebook calendar on the right, But you can actually click a subscribe button that will give you notifications.
Oh, nice.
If I have a show in your area, you'll get a notification on Facebook. The reason that's important is because I'm not just putting stand-up shows on there. When we actually have the locations for filming Ginormous Food, I will post them to that Facebook calendar. So if you're in that area and, like, let's say you're in Atlanta and you want to come to one of the days we're filming in Atlanta, if you subscribe to my calendar, you'll know precisely where we'll be and when. Nice. And you can come out and hang out and eat some free food on us.
You should all do that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then also fucking subscribe to Unpops.
Subscribe to Unpops. Connectpal.com/unpopular opinion.
And
a lot of podcasts. They're all good.
They are all good. I love that the free feed rotates.
Yeah.
So you get different stuff. So it's literally like when you just follow the regular Unpopular Opinion feed, it's like you're getting different podcasts every time. And it's enough to be like, I'll pay the $5 to get all of these all the time.
We don't want people to pay without knowing what they're getting.
Yeah. So, and if you do subscribe to the Unpops, you can get the Darkest Hour podcast,
which we're about to record.
We're about to record that. And you know what? I'm glad that the Unpops fans let us know what they wanted.
Yeah.
And it sounds like they want a little bit of like BTS of comedy joke writing.
Yeah.
And that kind of stuff. So we're going to do that. And do a little bit of that. So I'll be in, I'll be in it. I know Atlanta, Columbia, South Carolina, Charleston, South Carolina, and what's the other one? Jacksonville, Florida. Yeah. All at the end of this month, kind of in succession. So from like February 27th till March 10th or whatever, we'll be out. Maybe March 13th. And then that's it. That's all I have for everybody.
I have to piss like crazy.
I see that. Yeah, we have. And by the way, there's only going to be one more bike companion.
Yeah,
for a while. So we've got the season finale. Check that out. That's Ginormous Food. That is Friday, February 10th. Also,
yep,
8/7 Central, and that's Cincinnati. So we'll be back next Monday for Bike Companion, and then we'll be back to regular March of the Pigs episodes after that. Thanks, everybody. Say bye, Adam.
Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye.
Hey, pig. Yeah, you. Hey, pig, piggy, pig, pig.